This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Richard Deitch is one of our favorite guys. When it comes to media covering the media, he's our go-to guy. He's with The Athletic, and he joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Richard, good to have you with us again.
Hey, Richard.
What's up, fellas?
On Richard's Twitter account. That's what's up right now, Richard, because we're excited. We're assuming it's coming, but you have right here, new media column, get ready for the Browns. Yes, the Browns playing in prime time in 2019. How many times? How excited are we?
So the column is up, by the way. Thank you for the hype job on that.
Yes, sir.
And the column this week is, or today I should say, is I talked to executives at NBC, ESPN, and CBS, because I wanted to get a temperature from them as to what their interest is in the Browns, given obviously how they ended the season and given the monumental trade of Odell Beckham Jr. And what they said, and they said it on the record, is just how hot the Browns are as a potential television viewership team. ESPN's Burke Magnus, one of their major executives there, basically came out and said, we want the Browns. We want the Browns from Monday Night Football. We think we think they're an outstanding team. We think they would draw really well. Fred Gadelli, the executive producer of Sunday Night Football, said that the Browns have basically played themselves into a spot on Sunday Night Football. And CBS, obviously, which has the AFC, is really interested in a lot of the games on the schedule. So the column basically just sets up, one, how long it's been since the Browns have been a truly national team. National meaning getting primetime games and getting the primary 425 spot on Sunday. And just how much these executives want them. It's going to, I mean, I can understand how people are so excited in your city. It is going to be a great year for Cleveland, and you are going to see them if you are an out-of-market viewer of the NFL.
What do you think it means to the Browns to be in these games? Because it's been so long, they've been out of it. I mean, other teams are still getting the money. It all seems like it's ancillary. It's like, oh, more people are seeing your team play, so maybe you'll sell more jerseys. What's the financial worth of this?
Yeah, I mean, the NFL, at the end of the day, the broadcasters are giving the NFL money and the NFL is splitting that evenly right between the teams. So it's not more money, but what it means in terms of reach is huge. You're right. It does. It puts the brand basically in homes that the brand has not been in a ton of, and that means jersey sales and, potential website hits, however you want to measure ancillary interest in a team. It's, just sort of think of it this way. The Browns for so many years basically were getting those 1 p.m. starts regionally, so only a very small amount of people saw them. If they get a Sunday Night Football game, I mean, that's 25 million people potentially seeing that brand. If you extrapolate it, you really can't even determine what the interest is, because who's to say, and again, I'm just sort of making a scenario up, who's to say some 7-year-old in San Francisco watches that game, Browns win, that 7-year-old's like, Baker Mayfield's now my favorite player, and that 7-year-old becomes a fan of the Browns for life. How do you factor in how many jerseys bought, how many tickets bought, what that actually means to, Browns fandom? So it's immeasurably good for the Browns, because it just extends their reach to places that they have not been, because they have not been successful in a long time.
Richard Deitch joining us from The Athletic. Richard, you point out, and boy, this hurts, George Bush was president the last time the Browns were on Sunday Night Football. Wow. September 14th,
it's a long time ago, right? I think not even Obama, by the way, had won.
Actually, it was before his inauguration.
Yeah, before the election, September. It's been a while, man. I mean, it has been a long time since the Browns were a Sunday Night Football team. And as I put in my column, they have essentially had the lowest amount of games in national windows over the last 7-year period. They have just been passed by when it comes to broadcasters. And this is where, again, I know it's cliche, you cannot overstate the importance of a star quarterback when it comes to this stuff, because the quarterback is how the National Football League markets its coverage. You know, Brady versus Breeze, Manning versus, Brady, Favre versus whoever. That's just how the league sells itself. So the fact that Baker Mayfield has just changed essentially everything. Obviously, he's changed stuff on the field, but he's changed the perception of the franchise, and that's what a star quarterback can do. Now you add all the other offensive parts, and as Fred Godelli said in my piece, you add Odell Beckham Jr. He's not just a wide receiver. He's probably one of the 10 most well-known people in the National Football League. So you add him to the mix, and it changes everything. I would be, if you look at the AFC right now, and you look at the skill positions, and again, skill positions, generally speaking, is how the league markets itself. You can make the argument Cleveland's the most attractive team in the AFC. Maybe it's still New England because of Brady. Obviously, Kansas City has a great young quarterback in Patrick Mahomes. But if you went from quarterback all the way to wide receiver, I think there's a fair argument to make that Cleveland is far and away sort of the most interesting or dynamic team in the AFC, which would make them one of the most interesting teams television-wise in the entire league. And I know you guys in Cleveland, that must sound crazy, but it is true.
Richard, what do you think? Top 10 hot teams as far as TV, or maybe top three?
To me, they're top three. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to outdraw the Cowboys, or that they're going to outdraw the Patriots or the Steelers. These are traditional, or the Packers, traditional longtime teams, particularly in NFC markets, which have the bigger cities. But if you're talking about a team on the rise, a team with a young quarterback that has swagger that people want to be part of, and then you also have the Browns' hard knocks factor, which I think is real. I mean, I think a lot of people nationally saw that hard knocks and were, like, interested in the stories of the team. And then again, I think how Odell Beckham Jr. does it with the Browns is a bigger story than how Antonio Brown does with the Raiders or how Le'Veon Bell does with the Jets. So to me, you also have the most interesting offseason addition individual player on your team. So to me, and again, doesn't necessarily mean that the broadcast execs would agree with me, but if I was working for ESPN, CBS, or Fox, et cetera, they would be a top three team to me to try to get on my schedule.
So, Richard, I just want to make sure I got it right. At least five games will probably go national for...
Well, yeah, I mean, again, this is all speculation.
Right. No, that's, and we're speculating on it, too. So.
Yeah, I think that's legit. I mean, if you're asking me for my speculation, yeah. I think they're going to get a Sunday night game and a Monday night game. I can't tell you whether it's going to be a home game or away game. And then I think they'll have three other national windows between the NFL Network, one of those 4:25 games, and a Thursday Night Football type. But, yeah, I think they're going to get five. Could they get four? Sure. And again, these guys can't tell me anything because it's proprietary information. But
sure.
Reading between the lines between Monday Night Football's execs and Sunday Night Football's execs, I would go pretty big to Vegas that they both want the Browns on their airwaves.
Yeah, I'm also wondering how many preseason games they're going to steal, too. They'll probably take – well, at least they'll take one for sure, like they always do with everybody. But I wouldn't
I would. Yeah. I mean, because you think about it. If you can get – in a preseason game, if you can get Mayfield, Odell, Jarvis, Chubb, and all those guys, even for a quarter,
right.
That's you're going to get a good rating compared to some other team.
Richard Deitch joining us from The Athletic. The man covers the media like nobody else in the sports business. With Baker Mayfield, with Odell Beckham, got a little attitude. Is that going to play well with the TV networks?
Always. Swagger, cockiness, boldness, all that stuff plays well. The one thing, again, the Browns have individuals. That's on a personal level, I like that. The thing I like least as a viewer about the NFL is conformity and it's sort of tending towards conservatism. That's not the Browns. The Browns have individuals who are willing to speak their mind. They play with a sort of an off-field swagger. Certainly Odell and Baker do. And, again, offense sells tickets and offense markets the game. And, again, it's all potential. You got to hope they stay healthy. But offensively, there are a lot of skill position talents on that Browns team. So, I think they are in a really, really good place. And Baker Mayfield, to me, at least if I'm a television executive, is actually more interesting than Sam Darnold or some other quarterbacks. Not to say that he's more talented. He just brings a certain kind of it factor. Some of that's winning the Heisman, But a lot of it is just because he sort of speaks his mind. He's not a conventional how do I sort of phrase this without being too pejorative? You know, he's not a quarterback who sort of fits all those conventions of, you know, you got to sort of speak cliches to the
right.
media. You got to sort of, you know, suit and tie it up every day. He's his own cat, and I think that's great. And to me, that's far more interesting as a television thing.
Richard Deitch joining us. Let's talk networks and NBA basketball for a second in the postseason without LeBron James. What's the NBA thinking of a postseason without LeBron?
Yeah, first of all, no disrespect to your audience, but the Cavs would be the opposite of the Browns right now in terms of we want them on TV.
Right. we know that.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, listen, it's not good. The national ratings are down this year, and I think the biggest factor has been because LeBron moved west, and it just changed the interest in the early games on Turner and on ESPN, and it took. You know, basically took your guaranteed ratings team away, and no team in the East, regardless of how good Milwaukee, Toronto, Philly have been, they're not the Cavs with LeBron. So it really hurts. And not having the Lakers in the playoffs hurts as well. Second biggest market in the NBA, glamour team. So, you know, the league still may end up with a good number for the finals. So a lot of that will have to do with, you know, ideally, I think they'd want Golden State, Boston, two big markets, two basketball crazy markets, stars. But it's going to hurt. The playoffs without LeBron are going to be down overall because he's not there. And I think, you know, the NBA obviously can't say this, but you really do not want this to repeat itself again. You cannot have back-to-back years where LeBron James is not in the playoffs. It's there really is, like Tiger Woods, there kind of is a LeBron James effect in basketball when it comes to viewership numbers, and the NBA is going to feel that without him this year.
So do you think the NBA would have rather had LeBron stay in Cleveland?
I don't think so. I mean, that's tough. I mean, I think the NBA would rather have LeBron be a factor in the playoffs.
Okay.
You would have said before the year started that the road in the East is easier, and maybe it still is on the back end. But the front end, you know, I live in Toronto now, so, I'm sort of inundated with Eastern Conference basketball every day. The top of that conference now is good, much better in the post-LeBron Cavs era with Milwaukee and Kawhi to Toronto and Boston and Philly. I think the league in its dream scenario would have wanted LeBron James to be on a contender with the Lakers. I mean, that's what they want because that gets you the glamour city and it gets you the glamour player. What they didn't want is kind of what they have now. They have the Lakers not making the playoffs, and they have two cities in the East Coast, major cities in New York and Chicago, which are just not certainly New York is not relevant at all, and Chicago's not a playoff team. That's where the NBA has really sort of hurt this year is they got three big markets, zero playoffs.
Richard, you still there? Breaking up a little bit. Ah, bummer.
The NBA wishes the Lakers would be there.
Richard, we appreciate your time today, buddy, as always.
Richard, thanks,
guys.
Have fun during the NCAA tournament.
Appreciate it. You too.
Richard Deitch from The Athletic. Great story out there right now. Get ready for the Browns in primetime.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.